Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Live Life by Design podcast, brought to you by Become an Investor. All right, guys. So, hey, it's a ghost town tonight. It's just myself and Ms. Daniela Mignani.
Hey, Steve-o.
What's up? What's up? Hey, did you know this is actually our 40th episode?
Oh, wow.
Right?
It's almost my age.
Oh, shit. That's pretty cool, though, right?
It 40 is
episodes
cool.
In, guys.
Thank you for everybody that keeps listening to us and being our audience, being there. I love it.
Yes.
I'm always excited. So I'm going to stop talking so Steve can start this new episode today.
But yeah, for sure, man. Thank you, everybody who's been listening to us and supporting our podcast. And hey, keep listening, because you know what? We're going to continue to bring that great content and drop those golden nuggets on you. Right?
All the time. Let's do this.
Right on, right on. So, hey, so tonight, guys, we're going to talk about marketing and lead generation and how it's the lifeline of your business, right? I mean, it basically, in a nutshell, lead generation involves attracting people that are wanting to know more about your services or your company's products and things of that sort, and you convert them into leads to become customers. So we're going to talk a little bit about different strategies and things of that sort and how to generate leads. But before we get into that, as always on the
Live a Life by
40
Design.
40 episodes in and I'm still screwing that up. as always on the Live Life by Design podcast, we have our quote of the night.
Yes, and tonight or day, who knows?
Yeah, right. Depends on when you're listening.
Yeah. So the quote for today is, we do a lot of one-night stands in lead generation and not enough long-term relationship. My king.
Wow.
I do love that one.
<think that's>
It's kind of funny, right? But yes, I do love that one.
But he's right. I mean, a lot of times in lead generation, people don't take the time to actually create the relationships that's required, right? To turn prospects into leads into customers, right? It's always just that hit and, oh, yeah, I put them out there, but then there's no follow-up.
Yeah.
Right? In fact, we're just talking about that before the podcast started, right?
Yep.
There's no follow-up.
Yes, and one thing that people procrastinate about it, I mean, I know you did talk about follow-ups a couple of times, but it's one thing that it's a point that everybody procrastinate on follow-ups, and people forget that it's the spirit for your business.
Without
leads, there is no business.
Exactly.
I can't
stress it enough.
Enough. Yeah.
Lead generation is the lifeline of your business. And the follow-up is where you make your fortune, right?
Yes.
In fact, I think that's even in one of our books. It talks about follow-up, right? Because what ends up happening on that end, you know, you can generate all the leads you want, but if nobody follows up, nobody gets a sale.
Lose it. Yeah, one thing that bring it up on the quote, it's one night stands in lead generation. I love that part, but it is true. I mean, when I think about that, it's And for the beginners, this is like a shine object, right?
Yeah.
Because just the other day, the other cow, when we were having the coach cow, one of our students, she was talking how much she was getting overwhelmed.
Right.
Because there is so much over there. There's, you know, so much new apps, so much new websites, so much of this and that. You can get overwhelmed. So. Oh, yeah. And we might try one night or you might try one day of business with that one and you don't look at and you look for something that you're going to think that's better. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just the taking action, you know, and know what you're using for your business.
Right.
And get used to, you know, the app, the third party website, whatever is that you're putting in front of you to work on your business, need to do that daily. Get stuck with one, learn the whole process, and, you know, be productive using that. That
right.
is what I think. I mean, it's so important. It's lead generation.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that it's that saying, right? Become an expert of one thing before mm-hmm. you jump into something else. And if it, you know, as you start going down that path of like finding your leads, like I found that, you know, I've done from all aspects of the business, right? I've done door knocking. I've done cold calling. I've done 3-foot rule. I've done postcards, right? Mailers and things of that sort. All of those are effective, but what fits your profile? What is it that works for you, right? How do you, and how do you define and qualify your leads after you get them? So let's just say, like what I do, I found that postcards work very well for me, mailers. Then when I send those out, then, you know, there's the call that comes into play, right? And now I got to qualify people. I got to talk to them, find out what it is that they're looking to do. What is it that they want to do? How can I help provide a solution for whatever it is they're looking to do? Some people are just tire kickers. What can you do for me? Well, you know what? I can do X, Y, and Z. But, all right, I'll get back with you. Well, you do got to follow up, but at some point or another, you got to scrub your list as well, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think we talked about that a couple of episodes back. You know, don't be too quick to scrub your list because somebody just tells you, okay, you know, maybe they're not calling you. Maybe you're door knocking. Maybe they just tell you, no, I don't want, you know, I don't need you. That doesn't mean you just take them off your list, right? You still got to define and identify that quality of that lead still, because there's still a problem that you got to solve.
It's makes true. Sense? Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Just look at your leads, define the way you are looking. You know, I like to look up when I qualify my leads. I look at them. I like getting leads by referral.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that I do not do other stuffs, but I'm getting more referrals now than before WhatsApp.
Sure.
You know,
it's
just the business working to self. What's great, but not how the leads are gold.
They never are, right?
So you need to qualify. Even today, I had a call like, how am I going to define that? There is this property and there is options for the property. And this girl called me and she is very excited, you know, she's looking to put the money together. I'm just like, well, you're doing your homework. This is great. I mm-hmm. love it. But I don't know if it's going to work for that because right. we still need permits for this and you still need permits for that. And on the case of the lead was to build a casita, and you know it's good. You have the space. You still need to do your homework,
right?
So there is one. So I need to qualify my leads.
100%.
She wants to hold, and I want to flip. I was just like, you first need to talk the first. You know,
yeah.
First comes first. Well, you know, I did. It might be a good option, bring the homework done. And once the homework is done, then you can see if you can work the terms. That is another way to qualify. I mean, on the end, right? But I'm talking about the whole process. I'm already selling them.
No, no kidding.
I'm not holding nothing. No, just kidding.
One thing that I did find and I really like, so finding ways to get your phone to ring versus having to make calls to people.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why postcards seem to work very well for me, because at if you look at it, they've kind of already kind of, you know, and I'm going to say maybe 50% of the way kind of qualified themselves because they want your services, right? Yeah. Versus you having to call, cold call people and bother them. I shouldn't say bother. Well, yeah, bother them. You know what I mean? And make it just makes it easier for them to hang up on you versus them calling you, because now they're intentional about what they're doing, right?
Yep.
So if you can find a way to get your phone to ring, that's the best way to get your you know, your leads should be based on, I shouldn't say should be, because everybody's different, right? And everybody runs their business different. But I like getting my phone call, my phone ringing versus having
when
the calls out.
Your phone is
ringing. It's a whole different, it's just a whole different dynamic of a conversation, right?
It's what you're looking for, the need. I need to sell, not I want it later.
Exactly.
You know, that's another point for lead generation, that it's another way to qualify the leads. It's when they need it. So on the first conversation that you have when your phone ring, you need to pay attention for what they wanted and how you're going to qualify that. Are they just curious about the property, the price, the market? Right. Everything counts when it comes to qualifying the lead and, you know, putting a potential deal on your table. So all those little conversations when you guys are over, you know, are on the phone, just pay attention, because it is very important. Lead generations, it's lead generations, but they are as good as, I don't know,
the follow-up.
Yep.
Right. I guess, you know, I mean, ultimately, right, that's the biggest thing, is the follow-up. Because once you get that call, or once you go make that call and you do have somebody that is interested, at some point or another, you got to set an appointment, right? And you don't have to tell them, oh, I'm setting an appointment with you. But, you know, use the phrases, right? What's a good time to get in touch with you again? When's a good time I can go walk your property? Or when's a good time that, you know, we can meet up, right? This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast. But ultimately, particularly like when you're door knocking and you're generating those leads, or you have those leads and you're trying to provide your services, you know, you always want to make sure that you have that appointment. That's the objective at the first door knock, right?
Yeah.
Turn that lead into a potential customer, right?
That's what you do all the time. Let's build the business.
Build the business, exactly. And then you got to follow up, right? If you're going to say you're going to be there, you got to be there. And I think that that's where, you know, Mr. Mike King here, the quote that we talked about earlier, says that, hey, you know what? We tend to make it a one-night stand in that process of leads versus nurturing that lead, helping turn them into a sale or whatever the case may be, right? Well, ultimately, I mean, at the end of the day, everything sales, right?
Yeah.
So we'll continue to use the sales analogies here. But that's what you got to do. Sometimes you got to nurture leads. I've worked with Weicho on a couple of things, and he's told me he's nurtured leads for 2 years.
Yes.
You know?
And that if you follow apart, if you don't follow up, you might see that falling apart just in front of your eyes.
You know what?
So for that to not happen and give you a hit, I'm always going to say use a good system.
Yes.
The systems are there. Again, pick one that you're going to use day and night, and pick one that you're going to put your task, put your, you know, your calls, who you need to send an email, who do you need to send an invitation for the podcast. You know, do your follow-ups and use, there's so many tools over there.
Yes.
I love my tools. Tools. I mean, always using that to your advantage. Take full advantage for the ones that you guys choose, because those things, they start adding up and they start getting expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? When I first start, I had more than 130 app, you know, database that I was using and paying for that was doing the same thing. What the heck I was doing?
No kidding.
Throwing money out the window. So pay attention on that. You don't need 10. You need one.
One.
Need to be good on that. You need to master that and use all the time. So you know and use with full advantage. That is what you want. You want to be productive and good in what you're doing, because money doesn't fly
around
trees, you know. I wish it, but
and that's one thing you got to be cognizant of, right? Because sometimes, like, particularly me with spending on my mailers, I mean, that postage isn't cheap.
Marketing,
because that material, getting the cards made, you know, buying boxes of 5,000, right? It's not cheap, you know. So you want to make sure that you got your target audience, and just like you said, follow your systems that you put in place that brought you success, right?
Yeah.
Don't deviate. Don't change it. If it's working, the old saying, right? If it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Yeah.
Right.
We use social media.
Social media
can work too. The social media that's out there today, free, right? Yep. Use the marketing you can generate leads from there. You never know what you're going to get when you do your market right. You have a marketer here, but I don't really like that guy.
But one thing I will say, like, I've used Facebook, on different, or I don't know if I can say, well, I guess I can, right? Facebook's out there, but I've used Facebook. I've done
Google.
Things with Marketplace. I've done things with, you know, different ads, and oh my God, for whatever reason, man, people on Facebook are just so annoying. Like, we get text messages like at 3 a.m. Hey, I saw you're selling a mobile home. Is it still available? Ding. You know, you get this whole 3 a.m. freaking text message, and then, or, you know, your messenger, and then you follow up on the next morning and they're nowhere to be found. It's like,
they're sleeping.
Why are you freaking texting me at 3 a.m? You know what I mean? And then you never hear from them again. It's like, what the hell are you doing? You know? So yes, that used to irritate the hell out of me, man. And all the time, and it wasn't just like once. It was like all the time. It was consistent. I'm like, you know what? I'm not using this anyway. These people are like deadbeats. They sucked.
Facebook. It is good if you know how to use. Of course, right. You don't. It is a great tool. I use more Instagram, but I'm not really a big social media person. Yeah. I do my little post here and there because I think it's fun.
Yeah.
And I like working on them, but I am more one-on-one person. Like to see the people. I like to see the person. I like to shake hands.
Yes.
Build a relationship, because once you do that, it's a totally different environment that we're working with. And the people,
exactly.
It's different. I mean, Facebook, it's a good way to get leads. Instagram's a good way to get leads. But I want to see not just leads. I want to see the person,
yes.
Right? And shake hands. So
yeah, have that interaction,
build a relationship
with them.
Yeah.
Exactly. And building that relationship in turn builds trust, right?
Of course.
And then you can fold, you know, just like Mr. Mike King here is saying again, going back to what he was saying. We do a lot of one-night stands and lead generation, but nobody takes the time to build that relationship, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the follow-up and the sale comes into play, right? Because if you can build a relationship with somebody, it makes it that much easier to be able to close on whatever your services are with them, right? And close that sale, if you will. But you got to be able to establish that trust, right? Because it's crucial for converting, you know, leads into customers, right? It's very, very important. In fact, what's that saying? People buy from you for three reasons, right? It's because they know you, they like you, or you're alike, right? And how do you find that if you're just knocking on somebody's door one time or sending them a flyer and they call you and you don't call them back? I mean, how do you find that, right? There's no way. There's just no way. So you have to follow up and you have to build relationships with people.
Yeah, that is a human being thing. So lead generations always, you know, stay on the business, networking, meeting people.
Yes. Always, you know, prospecting.
People that it's going to give a referral, people that's going to send a new client, people that's going to help you on your own business, because on the end of the day, it's all about the lead that you're putting on the table. So
right. And one thing too, you know, I know a lot of people talk about networking for lead generation and things of that sort. That's not bad either. I think it's just a matter of, you know, again, building relationships at the end
of the day.
Get out
there.
Yeah, just get out there and meet
people. Take out the marbles from your mouth.
Exactly. And you know what? Don't go out there and just try to pitch everybody. Build a relationship with them. Let people know what you do. But you don't, you know, you don't have to try to close them on the first day you meet them, right? Don't make it that one night stand. Build those relationships. Go back to the networking event. Provide value at the end of the day, right? If you can provide value to people, people are more likely to want to work with you versus you just trying to push your sale on them, right?
Yeah. It's not just sales all the time. It's a business. Treat 100%. Like a business. 100%. You know, you don't know if you're going to get a referral tomorrow or today, but the same people that are networking today, they can be your business partner.
Yeah.
Partner. They can bring valor to you and help you somehow, because if you have a lead and it's the five currencies again, what is that?
Oh, all five currencies, all the relationships, five, knowledge, credit or credibility, time and money.
There you go. We don't know how big is the deal that's going to, you know, fall on your lap tomorrow. So if you build that relationship, it might be easier. I don't know. I mean, keep your mind open for possibilities. Definitely. When you know what you have on your hands, you know, and know how to place that information and be creative, that is when you unleash your power. That's it. Yep.
So remember that, guys. I mean, ultimately, you know, marketing, prospecting, you know, and generating leads is the lifeline of your business, right?
Yep.
If you don't have any leads, or if you're not prospecting for leads,
no leads, no deals.
Exactly.
No leads, no deals.
And that's across the board. That's in any business that you do. If you're not prospecting for leads, and there's just no leads, no sales, right? So, you know, make sure that you're constantly prospecting in your business. Find new ways that's going to work for you, because it is trial and error at the end of the day. Yeah. You do have to go through it. You have to find out what's going to fit for you. You're going to have to find out what's most cost effective for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what is it that you're comfortable with doing, right? I found that, you know, like I said, cold calling, I mean, I'll do it. Don't get me wrong. But if I find something that works better for me, I'm stuck with that. Like I said, postcards work very well for me. So that's what I use.
I like networking as well.
Exactly.
I get referrals.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Hey, call Dani. I know she's doing this and that.
I'm right.
Just like, thank you.
So at the end of the day, there's no wrong way of creating, you know, for you to prospect and generate leads. You just got to do it at the end of the day. You just got to do it. But make sure you follow up. Emphasis on that part too, right?
Yeah.
You got to follow up.
No leads, no deals.
No
so
leads, no deals.
Take the marbles out of your mouth. You know, bring it up the chest. Let's take a deep breath and go get it.
Go get them.
Go get it.
Right on, guys. So if you you want to come check us out, kind of want to learn how we generate our leads and what we do here, we're all about, you know, helping, coaching, mentoring, that become an investor. Hit us up on our social media.
Become an investor on Facebook, Instagram, of course, on the podcast and Spotify.
That's it.
Like us, give us that 5 stars because we deserve it and you want to keep bringing you guys this amazing information.
That's right. And hey, you know what? Episode 40.
You're 40.
We're 40.
Party time.
Right on, everybody. Well, hey, well, thanks for listening. Hope, again, you know, we try to drop those golden nuggets on you.
Yes.
Hit those like buttons, man. Hit those likes.
Like. See you later.
Bye. Bye.